Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and their soul's purpose simply from a person's birth name. Now, our topic today is spiritual principles, developing intuition, reincarnation, and auric fields. What principles does the universe follow? What are the universal laws that we're all having to willingly obey? How do we develop our intuition to know that these things on our own without depending on others? Is reincarnation a universal principle? And if so, what's its purpose? Can anyone see auric fields? And what's the purpose of our auras? That's a lot to cover in an hour. And our special guest that's going to be able to just do miracles with us today is Susan Rowland. Now, Susan is a native Chicagoan raised in Chicago's Northwest Side as a child. She did not have a conventional childhood because from the age of six, Spirit singled her out and set in motion her journey to provide healing, clarity, and guidance. Blessed with the gifts of seeing the past, present, and the future, Susan has been in constant contact with spirits, voices, and visions in order to help others make sense of their lives. Now, in her early life, Susan chose to use her unique gifts selectively to help those close to her, as well as local officials and businesses in need of direction. However, she soon became aware that she possessed rare and valuable gifts which should be used for the greater good. Not only has she used her unique abilities to provide spiritual guidance and healing to people of every age and every walk of life throughout the world, but on a personal level, her gifts also enabled her to defeat her own daughter's autism. Now, as a professional psychic medium, Susan uses her abilities to help clients gain deep insights into their life's journeys and gain spiritual growth, shining light on relationships, love, career, business, and family. Susan Rowland, welcome to Luminescence. So good to have you back again.
Oh, thank you for having me. I so love being on your show. I really do. How have you been?
We're all good on this end. And yours?
Good. Busy and good, but it's all good. All these things just keep coming from all different directions, but we just go with the flow.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to remind our listeners that you are on every other month, the first week of all of the even months. So I'm so glad you're back. Okay, so I'm going to dig right in. Okay?
Sure.
So spiritual principles. What are the universal laws? I know that there's got to be more than just a few, but what are the most important ones, in your opinion, that we all follow and we don't mess up?
Well, you know, a spiritual principle is a truth, you know, a belief that we choose to live by, all right? And we all have different rules to what we want to live by. And I don't tell people what they need to do. But in when we choose to incorporate in our lives these principles, our lives actually have a better flow, all right? So a few, I like the ones that I chose today that I even live by, but I actually think that more people, if they did this, it would be an easier world to live by. And it would be a lot less stress, a lot less fighting, all of these things. The one thing that I did choose was tolerance and patience. Because it seems like this is a very hard time, and people need to be reminded of our tolerance and patience. What you do not agree with, such as politics, sexual orientation, a difference of opinion. So you have to, you may not have to agree, but give the person a right to disagree without getting angry. So there's where your tolerance and patience truly needs to start exercising. It needs to be. Because I'm seeing it, and we're going in a different direction, and it's not in a good karmic direction. Our energy is being clogged up. So for everybody that's listening, we all can work on tolerance and patience, because all the views are different. And even if you don't agree, it's okay. And that's what you have to remind yourself. The second one is open-mindedness. You have to be open-minded to accept other people's opinions or actions. You know, accepting that there's another way to live. Maybe for you, it's not something you would live. Okay, I get it. But for other people, it works. If it works, you're doing something right. Remember that. And, you know, I learned that very, very early in life. I was always a type of a person that I used to see some people do some off-the-wall things. But then, you know what? In the long run, they were better individuals for it. So who is to say? Just like there's a lot of married couples that, you know what, they don't get on. They've really, you know, kind of disconnected as a couple, but yet they stay married. You say, well, if you don't want to be with him, why are you married? Well, maybe that style may work for them, okay? I've learned if it works, what's that old saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it. If it's good right. for you guys and you're okay with it, fine. If people want to raise their children, if it's a good, honest, non-harmful way, fine. That's what I guess, those principles truly have to be exercised, and I say that. So the open-mindedness is very important.
Well, even a willingness to hear a difference of opinion. I mean, I find people going, no, I don't even want to hear it.
Oh, I know. And I get that a lot with people. Of course, when I'm doing sessions, people are asking, you know, my psychic take on it. So they are ready to hear it. But when you're in a regular conversation with somebody, I agree with you. They're not ready, or they've already dismissed you. And, you know, you've got to take in consideration, you are not God. And people need to remind themselves of this. It's not about you. If you're hearing something about somebody else and this is what they want to do, you need to respect that. Because here's what happens. When you stop respecting that, you are actually clogging up your own growth. Your spiritual growth is being plugged up like a drain. Think about that.
Right. And you never know that something that they say, even if it's a difference of opinion and they look at something really differently than you do, there might be a nugget in there that you mm-hmm. go, oh, I am so glad I was listening to get that little nugget.
Yes, very true. And, you know, that little nugget that you walked away from may have made all the difference to what you needed to take away with. So I agree with that. That's a great point. You know, but that's a very helpful suggestion. The next one is, live by your principle of intention. You know, the law of attraction, we've all heard it, okay? But it's our thoughts are potent to what will become, by what we become. So when you have the belief in becoming what you want to be, the belief of what you want to become will actually manifest. So if, you know, like for instance with COVID, I have had so many people say, I want another job. I'm not going to find another job with COVID and everything. Well, you just set the intention you're not going to find another job. Think about that. Something so simple. And I think we've all been guilty of that. But you can't say that. It doesn't matter what the situation is outside your home. You need to resonate. If you're ready to do something new, or you really believe that this is what you want to do, you have to set the intention to universe. A lot of times I have women that are ready to become mothers, but they can't get pregnant. I said, you've got to set the intention to the universe that you're ready to become a mother. Believe you will be a mother and let it go. Go about your life. No timelines, but set the intention and belief. So faith and belief are truly what will make or break what's coming to us. So we could either allow the flow in abundance, or we could stop it dead on its tracks. Very,
you know,
very important.
I have a sign that is literally hanging off my desk so that I can mm-hmm. see it every single day, every moment of the day. It's in the corner of my eye. And it literally says, if you realize how powerful your thoughts are, you would mm-hmm. never think a negative thought again. We
so
don't
true.
Have time for negative thoughts.
No, it's a waste of time, waste of energy, waste of growth. Think about it. You are stunting growth when you are negative. Okay?
Well, And the power of thought is so powerful. Literally a week ago, I said, I have just a few finishing things to do for this Know the Name, Know the Health book, and I'm starting to procrastinate. I said, I need to get so busy on my calendar that I think I'm running out of time. So the time that I do have, I'll be writing and I won't procrastinate anymore. And literally 2 days later, my calendar filled up for the next 3 weeks.
There you go.
And I said, thank you, universe.
See? But you got it. You got the magic ingredient because you really believed that this is what needs to happen, and it happens.
Right.
People put their spin on it with their negativity or anxiety. Maybe they're not negative, but they're just so worried about it that that becomes a negative emotion.
See,
okay?
And I always think anxiety is just fear of the future. And instead of trusting that the universe has your back and has your plan in mind because they're helping you execute what you came to do.
You're right. But when you're, you know, think about it. You're 100% right, because when you're anxious, you're stalling for what universe wants to give you. You're showing universe doubt, not faith and belief. That is what anxiety is. So, yeah. You gotta kind of learn that and really talk to yourself. But, you know, that is really important. The next thing I always want to say is acceptance. The spiritual principle of acceptance is huge. To understand we cannot control everything. We are not God. So you need to make your peace, even when people have passed. You know, if I didn't send my husband to go get that milk, he wouldn't have been in a car accident. And you know what my response is? Maybe he wouldn't have died in a car accident, but he would have died in a different way. He may have died of a heart attack quietly sleeping in his bed. Because you're trying to compete with God in the intention that was set forth before we even came into this life.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay,
it
keep
is.
Going.
Okay, all right. Spiritual principle, hope and faith. They're really one of the two. Not giving up in life. Or in a situation that's not good. You know, I love that saying, this too shall pass. The desire is more powerful. And when you have the hope and faith, you know, maybe I'm in a bad way right now, but I know I'm not going to stay in it. I've often said this even with my own life. Things aren't going good. We may not know the timeline, but I've always said, one day I'm going to be out of this mess. And I am going to be into something bigger and better. I don't know when, I don't know how, but maybe it's not for me to know right now. Maybe all that's needed is for me to believe and have faith that it will become. Maybe that is all our job is for us to do. We sometimes make it more complicated. So, yeah.
I can so relate to that one, Susan, because when we were getting transferred all around while I was an Air Force wife, there were so many settings we were in that I said, okay, this assignment too shall pass. I don't have to be here long. Let's make the best of it.
Exactly. And I bet you weren't there long either.
We weren't.
Okay. There you go. There's your testimony right there, what you just said. We weren't. You really just have to go with the flow. And maybe, I truly believe, wherever we are is where we're supposed to be. Even in a bad situation, you're going to say, well, why? Because we are being conditioned to where we're supposed to go because of the experience we're experiencing.
Yeah, my dad used to tell us that. One of his favorite sayings was, grow where you are planted.
Mm, I love that. That's so true.
You know, so wherever you currently are, do your best to grow in that situation. What can you learn there before you're moved and replanted somewhere else?
That's why I always say each lifetime is school. And we are here to learn, to experience, to teach others based on maybe what they had to learn through us. It's a cycle. We are all here energetically and intertwined, and it's perfect. It may not look perfect to what we have to go through, but there's a plan. And it really means that there is a plan. And we have to stick to the plan.
Susan, when things look the worst, mm-hmm. I always tell myself, I have to give myself self-talks because I want to keep my thoughts positive. And so I always think, okay, one, God knows what he, she, it is doing. And mm-hmm. so therefore, this is under control, even though it doesn't look like it to me, that I'm not privy to the plan. And that I, as a soul, would not have chosen to come live at this time if I was going to have to live through a bunch of garbage. So I may be inconvenienced for a while, but I know that as a whole, my life is good, and it will mm-hmm. end up being good, or I wouldn't have chosen this time to be here.
True. Very true. Yeah, we get to choose when we are going to come, you know, in a pre-birth assignment. Everything is free will. So absolutely, we choose our spouses, our children, our friends, our family, everything, and everybody has to agree on to those roles. So when you say, oh, there's no way I would have done that, oh, yes, you may not know why, but you're here for a reason. The next one I always want to talk about is honesty. The spiritual principle of honesty is huge. Being honest with yourself means seeing its truth regarding of the situation or the person. If we started to see things for its truth and not what we hope and we wish, think of the energetic baggage we release.
Well, also, though, if we're willing to see things for the truth, we can better connect with spirit ourselves and get our own answers, because we're not getting in our own way because we're willing to hear what needs mm-hmm. to be heard versus what we want to hear. And with
true.
That, we've got about another 30 seconds or so, and we're going to break for commercials. So what would you like to fill that space with?
I want to fill it with humility. Don't think you're better than anyone else, and no one is better than you. Remember, how can you improve upon your life? Never stop improving. Never.
Well, and I always thought that the definition of humility, again, as taught by my dad, was being teachable. If you're willing to learn, you're willing to grow, you're willing to be taught by others, then you are humble. Okay, with that thought, guys, we're breaking just for a short commercial break, and we will be right back with Susan Rowland.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility. Knowing you are supported by the universe.
When you need to know, meet Susan Rowland. She is a gifted psychic medium, intuitive, and heart-centered healer who has given countless psychic and medium readings to clients all over the globe. Clients describe Susan as being warm-hearted, highly accurate, intuitive, inspiring, non-judgmental, and the real deal when delivering her readings to clients. As a professional psychic medium, Susan uses her abilities to help clients gain deep insights into their life journey and gain spiritual growth, shining light on relationships, love, career, business, and family. A gifted spiritual healer, she is ready and uniquely qualified to help you transform your life. You may schedule an appointment with Susan via her website, susanrowland.com.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 Food Bank Strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Susan Rowland. Now, her website is the same as her name, and you spell her last name R-O-W-L-E-N, so it's SusanRowland.com. Okay, Susan, go ahead with what you were saying right before our break.
The humility.
Yes.
Not thinking that you're better than anyone else and no one is better than you. How can one improve on his or her life? So, you know, I always say when you're doing a vision board, okay, let's start with that. Maybe that's a good example. Many people, when they're doing a vision board, they put, well, I want to go a trip around the world, or I want to go to Greece, or I want more money, I want blah, 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 blah. And I always say when you're making a vision board, why don't you put things that will inspire you to become the person you're meant to be? This is very important. So when I talk about humility, we need reminders. Do we need to get more in shape? Do we need to let the sun shine in? Okay, do we need to be reminded to go outside? How about our spaces in our home? Maybe they need to be more inspired spaces instead of cluttered spaces. To reinstate that there will be healthier and happier days ahead. Patience. How about laughter? Reinventing you, discovering a new you. How are you going to help yourself get happier? Okay. Simple pleasures. When you work on those, then everything that you would really want on that vision board starts to manifest. So basically, it's not the stuff we have to put out there. It's who we want to become. When you can work on that, everything starts to come in abundance. And that's how I want to describe humility. It is very, very important to constantly keep working how best to improve who we are. Okay? When you stop working, it's over. I'm telling you straight out. The last one I want to say is the principle of gratitude. I always leave gratitude. I do. You could use it first, but I like leaving it at the end because whatever it is that we're asking for, I love to end it with the best, and that is gratitude. You always should be thankful, always.
My belief was always if you got what you were asking for or something that you knew was of your benefit, but if you forgot to say thank you, you didn't get to keep it.
So true. Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, how about not, you know, when you pray, and I know we both are prayers, but I pray every day, but I don't ask for things every day. How about I pray and say thank you? And I always say, and may God bestow God's richest blessings on your spirit and your souls.
You know, I would like to share with all of our listeners, I went into a 6-month challenge that it was to write every day 12 things that you're grateful for, and the same sentence also 12 times of that which you were attempting to manifest in your life. It was just one simple sentence, I'm choosing to manifest, and then whatever it was, and then 12 things that you're grateful for, and to write those 24 sentences every day for 6 months. And if you forgot a day, you had to start your 6 months all over again. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you that every once in a while, I would hit that target, you know. However, within 2 months of me not doing that anymore, after I had done it faithfully for 6 months, I am hitting that target every day. And every month, it's a monthly target, but I'm hitting it every month. And I usually hit it by the 15th or the 16th of the month. And so I think that gratitude and people who do that gratitude journal, I am just amazed. I mean, I even say appreciations to my parents and appreciation to the people in my life and our listeners. And I just think living in a state of gratitude makes your life where there's nothing to complain about because all you can see is the good that has been happening and is happening. So you're creating more of that because that's where your focus is.
Absolutely. And when you're seeing the positive in everything, you know, yesterday I saw somebody that I wasn't quite fond of. And do you know what I was saying when I left? I was so happy. And I said, thank you that I got to walk away from this person.
Well, you know, we can do that too.
So trust me, there's always something positive you could take away from something.
You know, that's how I feel about bad weather. When I think, yeah. Oh, I'm stuck in the house today. Oh, I'll get more done because I won't be out playing with all the animals outside.
That's true. That's a good way of that. You will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. I love that. But yeah, you know, like I said, there's always something, and just find the goodness, even if it means that you finally got to escape from somebody that is not your cup of tea. There you go. And you didn't lose your temper. You were still very nice. You were still very mannered, but you're saying, okay, I need to go. And you got to go and you said, thank you.
You know, there's a wonderful company I'll give a plug for. It's called Tides of Kindness. And it's .com, and all of their T-shirts have sayings about something about kindness, just to remind us to be kind to one another, even if we don't like the person.
Absolutely. And even if it means biting your tongue, you're probably right, and they're wrong, but it's not sometimes about being right. It's about showing restraint and being proud of your restraint. So, yeah, there's always a way that you could pat yourself on the back without losing your temper or saying something disrespectful. And seriously, you know, when they say less is more, you are the bigger person. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah, as long as we don't become bigger physically, we're okay.
True. You're right. Very true.
Okay, so how do we develop, I'm changing subjects a little bit, how do we develop our intuition to know things on our own instead of having to rely on somebody else to give us hints and clues?
You know, I say this every day to my clients. We all have the gift, okay, of intuition. Now, other people have higher gifts in that department. That doesn't mean you don't have the gift. But yes, you know, I always use this, you know, we all sing, but not everybody sings like Barbara Streisand, okay? But you can develop them, because I look at it as intuition is like a muscle. If you're working out every day, okay, it gets stronger, it gets deeper, and it strengthens. So yes, you can do that. But the one thing that I want to say is, please get out of your own mind of what you think you should be feeling. This is nothing about what you think. Intuition has nothing to do with logic. It's about feeling and trusting what you're feeling. So when you start getting more used to trusting that gut, okay, it's going to come back more powerful. When you shut it down, you also close things down, and it's very hard sometimes to get that going again. So I do want to say that when you are open to your higher self and you value the messages you're getting, more will come. But you have to also be aware of what's going on. It isn't just the message that you feel. What is your perspective of what's going on around you? Maybe a person that you're meeting is not giving you a great vibe, or you're not really in tune, or their energy is making you sick. Be aware of that. So be aware of places. Be aware of people you surround yourself with. Be aware and be conscious of dreams. You know, I always say have a pen and a notepad on your bedstand, and when you're dreaming, first rule of thumb, think about the specifics that you can remember while they're fresh. What were the colors? Were you in a building? Who were you with? What was the event about? Were you moving? Were you fighting with somebody? You know, all of these things will start to make sense. You can look them up. I mean, you can look up dream interpretations, all of that. But when you start getting more in tune, people get directed by different things. It could be by dreams. It could be by what they're feeling. It could be by sense, smells. It could be our loved ones directing us and you hear them. So, you know, be open, but don't micromanage what you think you should be hearing. Many times people say, I think I'm going crazy, Susan. Okay. Is that me or is that my, is somebody trying to tell me something? Because a lot of times people think they are going crazy.
Well, this is how it came that I've seen it come to other people. And this is how it first came to me, and it took me a while to recognize it. And so I just want to share that in case this is happening to anyone out there, is we think linearly. We do not interrupt our own thoughts. So if I was on a train of thinking and all of a sudden my thoughts stopped and it went another direction, I learned to recognize that that was my guidance team breaking in and saying, oh, we're stopping that thought. Think about this. Or here's another piece for you. And so anytime my own thinking interrupted itself, I started really paying attention.
No, that's a good point. It really is. But here's another thing, too. When you don't listen to the little messages that's telling you not to do something or to do it, you didn't listen, you lose. You lose every time when you don't listen. So I always say, you know, another way to open up your portal within yourself is you need to also make peace with your past as well as your present of maybe what you're not liking, what's going on. Because when you have these feelings that you're fighting with yourself or things you can't let go, you're also blocking energy that's trying to come through to you.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay, because I have to tell you, when I'm in the zone, no matter what's happened to me, you know, I'll use a brief description. My daughter had kidney stones, and I couldn't be with her. My husband got on the first flight out, and he was with her. I was a wreck the whole day, okay? But when I was in with a client doing my sessions, you're going to think this is a terrible thing to say, I completely blocked out everything that was around me so I can feel and get the messages I'm supposed to get for this client.
No, I don't think it's horrible. I think your focus changes from where your family is calling on you or other loved ones are calling on you, and your focus changes and it becomes on the client, and therefore everything else naturally blocks out so that you can do your job well.
Exactly. And I just knew that she was going to be okay. Again, I trusted that. Okay, and I knew they were telling me. So I had to really trust in them. When I say them, spirit world, my guides, my angels, I had to trust in them. And I gave it to them. And at the end, was she okay? Oh, God, yes, thank God. And I say that night and day. But yes, you have to do that. So your intuition is all about energy if you allow it in or not.
You know, you said something interesting as you trusted in them. And I look at it a little bit differently because I think I trust that the universe and those guys having a wider perspective know what they're doing. But I don't always trust in me that I'm receiving it clearly. So I think we have to build up our own trust that this is natural for us and not to second guess ourselves so that we trust our own ability to receive.
Well, how about this then? The next time you feel confused, ask universe, what do you want me to know? How do you want me to see it? Help me. And I am telling you, they will show you another clue.
Nice. And that reminds me of that this is what I learned from my mom, is every time something goopy would happen, mom would say, well, there's another opportunity for growth. So ask the universe, where's the silver lining in this one? And so that you can see it easier and faster.
True. Very true. But when you ask, and all you have to do is ask, you shall receive. Many people never think to ask. You know,
yeah, that would be
it's
sad.
Funny, too. Well, it's funny. I remember my mother saying something to me when I was very, very young. And she said, you know, somebody said to my mother, I pray all the time. I don't get what I want. And my mother said, well, you got your answer. No, you're not supposed to have it.
You mean so God has the right to say no?
God does have a right to say no because it's not your time or you're not meant to have it right now, or what you think is a blessing ends up not to be. And then later on you say, oh, my God. You know, did you ever hear the expression rejection's God's way of protection?
Yes.
Okay. So just because it didn't happen, it may feel like a punishment, but at the end, you look back and say, oh my God, or you were involved with a man, or, you know, you were going to get married, and it turned out that you never got married to him, and you look back and say, I would have had a pretty bad life had I have married him. I see so much now that I didn't see before. Okay? So, yes. So just because you don't get something you're asking for doesn't mean that you're not worthy of it. They know what's best for us. Universe has got our backs at all times.
Yeah, and I think that takes a lot of trust to know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to bring it into, even out of trust, but into knowingness that, hey,
right.
This was a group plan and I'm just the face of it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very,
okay.
Very true. Very true.
So talk to us on... I'm changing the subject a little bit. Like, what is an auric field and why do we have it? But just give us the definition and then we'll have to go to break. What's an auric field?
They're real, okay? They're a reflection of your state of being.
Oh, I like that definition.
That's what they are, though. Auras have energy, and all things have energy, vibes, or awareness. That's why they're a reflection of your state of being.
Is one color better than another?
They're different. They have different meanings. Just like names have different meanings, colors mm-hmm. do too. And I knew you'd understand that.
Yes, as I dissect all those names. Oh, interesting. Can anybody see auric fields?
Absolutely. You know, okay. A really good way to do it, you might have to practice, but squint your eyes when you're in front of a mirror. And when you're squinting, sometimes you can actually see reflections, and then the color will start presenting itself to you.
Oh, that's cool. I thought when those magic eye books came out that you stare at long enough and you can see the depth of the picture.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, look, these are aura training eye exercises. Anyway, with that, we'll need to take our last break for today. Stay tuned. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Susan Rowland.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at ejI.org.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Susan Rowland, who can be reached on her website, which is her name, and you spell Rowland, R-O-W-L-E-N, so it's SusanRowland.com. Okay, Susan, we have somebody who's very patiently been waiting online this whole time, and I want to squeeze her question in and then go back to Auric Fields and then our principle of reincarnation. So, Pauline, welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality. What's your question for us today?
Actually, I have a few comments, but I'm glad you're doing that book, first of all. And and I have never had a chance to listen to Susan Rowland. My friend knows her, so I finally tuned in the last second and found, oh, my goodness, it's her. So I did not know about not calling in. So sorry if you didn't want. I could have just hung up.
No, you're good.
The comment was about how are we supposed to just accept where, well, we're always trying to improve. And that's what I've always believed. But then other people have told me, don't be going, like, in the future. It's like, you should accept that you're perfect as you are now. So I'm a little confused about that. And plus, and I need my ego a little more than most people, because I am pretty humble. But other people sort of take advantage of when I am humble and try to put me down. So then I got to push my ego a little. And I know you had an ego person last week, so I need to listen to that. But I just found it a little bit, I know you need balance. I'm not sure it's not one answer and it's just that. Correct? Am I right about that, Susan Rowland?
It depends on what you're struggling with. So if you're a person that needs more encouragement, it's not about ego, it's about strength. Don't get your ego mixed up with the lack of strength that you don't have, and you can work on that.
And it's probably in a child as well. Like, I'm always, like, trying to. I want people to approve of me, so in that way, I'm starting to, when I hear these things, it hurts me, so then I look at it and say, well, what is it that they're trying to show me or reveal to me? And not take it so personally, and that's maybe why you, when you say humble, that this way I won't react. That could just take the lesson.
Well, Pauline, have you thought about when you approve of yourself that it doesn't matter whether somebody else does or doesn't?
Yes, you're right. Yes, that's good. I knew you guys would give me a good right answer. I need to hear it out loud. I can't think of it myself for some reason.
Aww.
I need to have it voiced back to me, and then I hear myself tell it to you, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, I really already got the answer. But it's just nice to have it mirrored back.
Hey, Pauline, thank you for calling in. I would suggest you go to Susan's website and schedule a session with her. I think you'll be really pleased.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
very nice
Susan.
To talk to you. Bye, Pauline.
Okay, we're going back to anything else you wanted to say about auric fields before we switch over to reincarnation?
Okay. It basically, an aura is seen as a luminous body that surrounds your physical one. So it's what your energy is. Okay, so when you see the color, and a lot of times you go to the mind, body, spirit shows and they have these equipment, and yes, there is special equipment to see what color your aura is. It mimics the energy that is within you. That is the color that's popping out. So say somebody is just a really mean person, they're going to have a very not so nice color, a dark, gloomy color. Okay, so it does embody what we really are in a very soulful way. That's why it's very, very important to surround yourself with positive, because the more positive you are surrounding yourself with, or you're feeling good about yourself, your aura will change. So the aura color that you have is constantly changing. Okay? I want to make that clear. So if you see somebody in a bright yellow, you know, maybe that is them most of the time, but maybe if they're not in a good way or something's happened, yes, the color does change. So it is based on what you are feeling in a very soulful way.
So are there any colors that are pretty much predominant you? Like, for an example, I'm thinking about a rainbow. Could there be a color that's the closest to your head that's predominantly you, and then the other ones change, or the ones closer to the head change all the time, and then the outer ones pretty much stay the same?
Yeah, you're talking about chakras then. So yes, colors do change. But the predominant overall color of our aura is pretty consistent to what we are feeling. I mean, think about that. Okay, so, I look at auras as another way to see what's going on with ourselves.
Oh, that's an interesting way of looking at it. So that there would be some colors that you would want to strive for. I know that at one time I worked a psychic fair. I thought I'd decide what it was like, and everybody was getting their pictures taken, and they let me know that they were goaling for white. And I thought, well, white is a combination of all colors.
Well, when I see an unhealthy person, I see a very dim and weak aura. And it's interesting because sometimes when people come into my office or I'm doing a Zoom, I actually can see what's around them. Not every person, but I can actually really see that color, and it's coming through loud and clear. So, yeah, it really is. But we vibrate internally. People with very strong auras are not influenced by negative forces surrounding them. Think about that. So again, what we said earlier, you don't let the bad in.
Well, that's okay. Interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, I want to touch on reincarnation.
Okay.
And reincarnation as a universal principle, and if so, what's the purpose of reincarnation?
It is a universal principle. And the reason I say reincarnation is, it most certainly is, because it's part of we live, we pass, we see what we've done, we see what we have to work on, and we come back again. It's a cycle.
So it's really one continuous life. We're just either here or there.
Exactly. And so it is very much a huge principle. You can never take that out of the equation because you're taking, like, you know, you have two arms. You're taking one of your arms off. Impossible. It has to be. It's continuous because your job is not done. Think about that.
So
okay.
How would we know if we were getting closer to completing our job versus being way
very
off?
I love the question. All right. That is, like, the best question of the day. Okay. How we know we're getting closer is when we don't have ego, when we are okay with who we are. We don't strive for all the attention, the unnecessary emotions. I always can tell who is an old soul. You want to know why? Because they come in, I call them the silent heroes. They're the ones that kind of weeded out all the crap, and they really truly know what is important to focus on in this lifetime. Why? Because they've had tremendous experience in previous lifetimes that what we think is important truly isn't important. That truly constitutes an old soul.
You know, I think that's a benefit of being grateful for COVID, is it helped, not that I think COVID's a huge inconvenience, but if we're looking at gratitude, it has really helped a lot of people figure out what's really important in their life and what isn't.
Exactly. And you know, when we get stripped of something, whether it's financial, emotional, being around people, it causes us to look deep within us. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always think reflection time is so important. I mean, I watched the kids when I was teaching, and some so needed their alone time. And I knew that their little minds were going, you know, 1,000 miles an hour reflecting and thinking about what had transpired already for the day, where other people always needed to be with somebody. And I thought, where's your reflection time? Or are you running away from having to look at yourself that you always need to have company around you?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people that cannot master the art of being alone. And I find that to be quite sad. So when I see someone that is alone and they can handle it and they're doing fine, I just take my hat off to those people because that inner core strength is definitely there. They're resilient And, you know, I had a man one day, and he was about, I don't know, he was a very large man. And he's sitting, and he did a lot of nice things, you know. And when I was talking to him, he said to me, I don't like being alone. And I says, well, if you don't like your own company, what makes you think you are going to be better for somebody else?
Yeah.
You have to be good with you first.
You know, having self-confidence, I think, also is so important. And self-confidence is just believing that you're capable of doing things.
So how about for all of those that are maybe insecure with themselves, instead of trying to get confidence through other people, how about getting confidence through other things, other means to what you're good at? Look to see if you're creative about doing something. And it doesn't have to be a person to give you confidence. Maybe it's a profession, it's a craft, it's something.
Yeah, something. Susan, the time always flies when you're on the air with us. I so appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I love being here. And thank you so much for having me. It's always a treat to be there.
Well, we'll
it really
see you again.
Is. I love it.
We'll see you again in 2 months.
Okay.
So next week we have Susan Klopstein back on again. And our topic will be what's happening in Jesus's family. How did that family get chosen to be where they are and why? And what did they have to present? That'll be next week. And you know that we always end the show with Dee Lemoore's wonderful music called Shine. You can hear more of her music on her website, which is dlemoore.com. Again, if you would like to get in touch with Susan Rowland, her website is susanrowland.com, and Rowland is R-O-W-L-E-N. And of course, if you'd like to connect with me, I love hearing from all of you. You can write me emails at info@knowthename.com or sign up for something on my website, knowthename.com. Thank you again for joining us. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
And all that she knew.